Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have multiple items that we have set on the agenda to start at 10 a.m. I'm going to choose to start with the meeting to consider certification of the levy rates. And so this will be an action item to consider a resolution to set levy rates for all taxing districts in Canyon County. Good? All right. So clerk?
Yeah. Chairman, commissioners, Mr. Steve Onofre has prepared the resolution. It was reviewed by legal, and happy to report that Steve is very confident that the numbers that are being presented for you represent what the levies should be for all the special taxing districts within Canyon County. And this is the last day on the deadline in order to certify the levies. These head over to the tax commission, they take a look at it, and then they're on the clock, and then they get back in touch with us, I think, within a few weeks. And the process moves forward as we get ready for the new fiscal year.
Okay.
Chairman Holton and members of the board, the clerk of the county has met with us regarding a couple possible anomalies within those. We've reviewed the statutory requirements contained in Idaho Code 50 as well as Idaho Code 33 and 63. We've reviewed as legal all of those requirements, and it appears that those have been substantially complied with and met. We have no objection to the board going forward with certifying the levies.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your review. I appreciate that very much.
Chairman, the board has been provided, which will be a public document, with the work that's been done by Steve Onofre. Appreciate your help with the cities. I know that we get a lot of positive comments on that. And so that will not affect the amount of the levy rate or the L2. The integrity of that is what I understand on this. And I am in favor of moving forward with the certification.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
Just for the record, Steve gets to work with 60 separate public.
61.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we count ourselves, which we are a little bit bigger, we deal with 61 political subdivisions that bring this all together. That's a lot of talking and getting the numbers correct and
it is.
So hats off to your work and the clerk's office. We're handling all of this behind the scenes. We are the largest one in the state of Idaho with that many numbers.
You ready, Chairman?
Yes.
In compliance with Idaho Code 63803 sub 3, the Board of County Commissioners resolves to set the tax levy rates for all taxing districts in Canyon County, Idaho, for fiscal year 2024 for fiscal year 25, in accordance with the attached document regarding the same.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Good work. All right. Thank you. All right. Do we want to amend the agenda on that, or do we just want to start with this?
I say we do.
Okay. All right. So, Jen, are you okay with just moving on to the next agenda item? Okay. So, the next agenda item for 10 o'clock would be the meeting with HR regarding fiscal year 2025 compensation. So, good morning.
So I'm unsure of how this might have been presented to you previously in other years, but if we can turn on the screens, I have broken everything out by department or office, and I was just going to go through each individual department or office, showing what the COLA is and if there's market adjustments in there. Each department that has market adjustments, HR has completed and they're ready for your signature. They've been reviewed by Human Resources. Blue sheets for every single department or office that needed them. They're here. I can leave them for you to review afterwards if we go through each one of these. I know we do have a hard stop, so I just wanted to make sure that we're using our time wisely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So there's no rhyme or reason how these were put into this spreadsheet. So.
Then there's no problem.
Treasurer's office is first. This is, I wanted you to be able to see exactly where the changes were. So these are, and this spreadsheet was also created for auditing to be able to help with instituting the new payroll amounts into the system. So It is each individual in each department. Column M is the total COLA for that department for fiscal year 2025. And then if you scroll all the way over to the side, you'll see what their FY25 annual salary was and their base rate. So,
just a second, Chief.
Mr. Chair, I was wondering, Director Danner, can you actually hide the names on these things as we go through these tabs, please? All right, thank you. Thank you.
So highlighted in yellow at the end of each tab is the total year COLA for that amount, for that department.
Okay. Thanks, Chief. I'm so used to looking at these with the names. Okay, I appreciate that.
Can you, Monica, would you turn the screens off for just a second so I can hide the names on the rest of the spreadsheets? Thank you so much.
All right. So we'll take a moment and get that done.
So, Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, I'll go over the filler here.
Yes, please.
I kind of spot checked this, but for a person's done compensation in the county for a while, for the first pass of HR and the auditing team to go through this, this is a great job. And through the kind of look through the spreadsheets, it looks like the numbers we had for the budget and the tentative were actually under that, which I typically, that's what happens when you do a whole calculation, then you go individual positions, it usually drops.
Right.
So we are under budget from what I'm looking at.
And that's perfect. That's what we asked the clerk's office to be sure that we would do that original estimation that would be over, and then when we did the fine numbers, then it'd come a few percentages, points underneath that.
But I want to give props to that team. This is a really good job.
Yes.
And furthermore, I didn't have to touch it. That's even better.
Yeah. Hats off to the clerk's office with working with HR and getting this ready for presentation. Thanks. No worries. I guess this audience is always welcome to the land use decisions. You're unusually quiet, and that could be a really good thing. So you're welcome to come to any of those, too.
They're so fun.
Mr. Chair, just one more thing out there is, as Marty's getting ready to do this, the rules of the market adjustment and the COLA, the 2.5% for that COLA adjustment is out there, and if you're eligible for the market adjustment that went through the budget, you don't get the COLA. With the caveat is you'll at least get a 2.5%.
Right.
So if the market adjustment doesn't equal that 2.5%, you're going to get the 2.5%.
And we didn't have very many of those meet that criteria, but we did have some.
There was a few.
Yeah.
Many more departments.
How many spreadsheets were there? It was.
Well, there's 56, I'm guessing, ish.
So the silence for the audio recording is that HR is going through around 56 different spreadsheets hiding the individual names. So it'll be ready for public presentation.
And there might be a few combined sheets in there, but there's like 56 budgets.
Yeah, there's 56 budgets. Thank you. Some of the courts are combined on those sheets. I can't think of what other areas, but there are several that are combined.
Yeah, like the TCA, I think there's five budgets under one.
Under one, yep.
Do you want to pivot to ATO, or is that off? Well, she's thinking.
I'm one away from being finished.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back up on the screens, please. And then these will be on the agenda, attached to the agenda, just like we're seeing them, without the specific names.
Okay.
All right.
So are we comfortable in, Chairman, Commissioners, are we comfortable in moving forward after you've had a, this is the treasurer, we just went over that?
Yes.
Next tab on the spreadsheet is for the landfill. So the landfill was a little bit different. They had market adjustment and COLA. So when you see the blue sheets for the landfill, you'll see actually both of those amounts on the requested pay.
Okay.
Because of the way that he needed to do all of his things for the enterprise fund.
Okay.
The PA's office is here. All the way down at the bottom, you'll see the entire...
Names are still up.
Oh. What? That didn't work.
Last names.
Got it.
Sorry.
Also, as the chairman, she's dealing with that. I just want to note that the numbers that she showed on the treasurer's, that's the net cost to salary. So I haven't been able to talk with Chief Rast. There was a calculator in which benefits were applied. So that was one of the things we were, the approved budget reflected what we estimated as the benefit load on top of that. So I haven't been able to look at like what the benefit load applied to all of that is, but I know I'm being told that there's still like probably a reduction from what the approved budget is, so that's some margin, which is good news. It's the case, but if the public was trying to match, say, that to the line item, because we will be having a budget book that has a line item, and for example, the comp program for treasurers was like 16,000. In the approved budget, they're going to look at a 9,000 here, and that doesn't include the benefit load. So it'll be closer to the 16, but still below. I just didn't want the public to think that we were way off, because the benefit load has to be accounted for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
PA's office is here, and the total COLA is requested at the very bottom in yellow. Parks, moving on to parks. Again, no market adjustments in parks for fiscal year 25, so the only thing listed on this tab is the COLA that would be in effect for them. And is this the right way that you want me to just go through?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Misdemeanor probation is the same. There were no market adjustments here, so you're seeing just the COLA amounts for this department for fiscal year 25. Juvenile probation had two market adjustments. So they are, for your information, the market adjustments will be marked in green, and they're at the bottom of the screen. So you will see total COLA request and total market adjustment request separated, so you'll see them separated out. And if they're marked in green, you will have a blue sheet to review. Okay. Juvenile detention is here. This is the first one that we've had that has, besides the PA's office, specialty pay, as we talked about last week. So those who have specialty pay, that specialty pay is being split out moving forward as of October 1st. So the COLA is based on their base amount only, and that is reflected in columns, at the actual annual and the COLA column. So their COLA is not being added by their specialty pay. IT is here. If they are new to specialty pay, you will have a blue sheet to sign at the same time, on call, etc., if they have new ones. COLA here for IT, and they have one of the market adjustments, and you will see that in the blue sheet. HR is here. Exactly the same. Market adjustments on the bottom. You have blue sheets to reflect those market adjustments. Total COLA requested and total market adjustment requested. County Fair is the same. Here, no market adjustments there, just COLA. TCA's office is here, same. They have several market adjustments here. Request is at the bottom. Now you see green up on the top where the COLA is. These are two people whose market adjustments did not equal the 2.5%. So you'll see they have a market adjustment and then they have the balance in the COLA in that column to equal the 2.5. DSD is here, COLA there. Facilities and weed and pest, theirs is a little different because they have multiple changes this year for people who were approved to get some certificate pay. That certificate pay is added to their dollar amount. Director Britton did want that to happen, so if they're on overtime, he wanted that certificate pay to be attributed to that dollar amount. So facilities is different. And they have new on-call for this fiscal year, so you have multiple blue sheets for facilities and weed and pest to review. That is adding their certificate pay as well as their new on-call pay for your review. And again, the total's at the bottom here. But because of the way that Director Britton asked for it to be all added in, the COLA is only reflected and there is no market adjustment reflection on the spreadsheet.
Okay. Chairman, just for the comment.
That's similar to how the sheriff's office
would work where they, when the employee earns the certification, it's added to their base pay. So I'm just saying that back. That's not broken out, correct?
Not the sheriff's department is going to be
okay.
Moving forward.
Okay.
So Fleet here. They have new added on-call pay this year. You have blue sheets to review for that, and it is all notated here. The coroner, COLA request only. The commissioners are here. We broke out constituent services, and they are here. You do have one market adjustment in constituent services, and there is a blue sheet for you to review. The county agent is here, only COLA for that department. Clerk's office is here. To the bottom, there are market adjustments here, of which there are blue sheets for you to review, and the total COLA is here for you to review. And the assessor's office. The assessor had multiple market adjustments this year. There's many blue sheets for you to review. So almost his entire team had market adjustments. And two of them did not meet the 2.5%, so they are also up in the COLA area. So that is every department.
And then, Mr. Chair, that's actually just to reflect the reorganization we did at the assessor's office for motor vehicle and the appraisal department.
Okay.
Just want to reflect that. This is the full reorganization that was long overdue.
All right, I need one more. I'm sorry, Monica, I need one more minute because I need to bring up a different spreadsheet for the sheriff's office and I'd like to remove those names as well. Thank you. Okay, I'm ready, thank you. So this is the review for the sheriff's office. Sheriff's office had an entirely new structure put into place. So the last two columns is really what is important on this spreadsheet. As a reminder, everything in column M is being broken out and will be attributed to specialty pay moving forward as of October 1st. So what you're seeing in columns O and P will be the new rates for the sheriff's office and everyone inside of the sheriff's office for fiscal year 25. I do not have it totaled at the bottom because there is nothing to really total because it's just a whole new compensation schedule. And that's everybody.
All right. Comments, questions?
Chairman, I really appreciate Director Danner's diligence on this. I've heard really positive feedback from the chief about her efforts and her ability to build relationships with the elected officers and department administrators. Is a challenging position. She serves all of county employees. Thank you so much for the work that you've done.
Thank you. course.
Chief?
Mr. Chair, just one comment, one question. So I know Director Danner's gone through and I think validated all these numbers with each director and each elected official, and they've signed off on the blue sheets. And so all that has been done preemptively for your review. And then my question is on the elected officials, that's a separate resolution. Were those validated and are they in here?
They are.
Okay.
And they were validated by resolution.
Perfect.
Okay. That's a lot of work. I appreciate it. When I came into office and I was personally reviewing some of the specialty pay, you could see that over the years, the COLA multiplier had been applied to the specialty pay on some, on others it hadn't. And so it was time to go completely through the whole system and get it refreshed. And we made some changes intentionally. And we've explored our payment process through an independent contractor, ADP, and we found some other tools that we can use that helps the employee look at that with clarity of what their package is and what their deductions are. And I think we've made good progress in making what we had even better. So,
and Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, historically with compensation, specialty pay has always been the challenge. Trying to separate that base pay and specialty pay and trying to validate all of that. And that's another project that Director Danner is doing, is working with ADP to split that specialty pay out in codes so you can keep it separate from your base pay. So going forward, doing the compensation holistically on calculations on base is going to be a lot easier than what we've done historically, because this process, it's countless hours and weeks of work.
Yeah.
And it's going to... I foresee this getting better and better on the process and quicker every year to get those calculations to the board for your consideration.
Yes.
Yeah. So good job.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, if I may, this is really a complete team effort. Kyle was in my office yesterday helping me with formulas in the spreadsheet. Sarah's been great. Everybody's been great. This is not just me. This is controller auditing, the clerk's office, everybody. It was great.
Yeah. Good, good. Takes a team. Several different specialties. That's good. All right. Any other questions before we consider a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure how we consider a resolution that we don't have.
Do we need one? For what purpose?
I don't know. The agenda says consider a resolution.
So, Mr. Commissioner Brooks, we can create a resolution so you could actually make a motion to adopt all these numbers you're seeing. With a resolution, we could draft to match all of this, to adopt this as an exhibit, if that's how you want to do it.
Okay. Then we can just attach this as a, well, do we want to attach it? As long as it doesn't have the names in it.
We can attach it without names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going off the agenda, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to vote to approve that I considered something that technically does not exist.
You can create the you can create the motion, though. We can adopt. It's been done for many years by this way, so we can just do it that way, and we'll write up the resolution that adopts these numbers.
I'm in favor of that.
Commissioner?
Yes.
I think a formalized approval will allow us to just process on the claim side as far as all the COLAs, because while that's approved in the budget, as far as the budget capacity, the formal execution of it, you may have a year where you delay the implementation of the COLA. So we would look for guidance from the commissioners on our goal was to have that implemented on 10-1. And so to reaffirm that today on the COLA piece and on the market adjustment piece, pending, of course, the approval of the blue sheets as well, which I think are before you today, then we can know that we have full clearance on that. The new positions, you'll notice, I don't think Director Danner brought attention to that, because that's going to be a delayed discussion for January for one position, February for the others. But all the other stuff, we can we can move forward on. Just because something's authorized in the budget, this is sort of like a batch approval on all the COLAs, so we can go ahead and get them uploaded and payroll.
I'm in favor, Chairman, and having that effective date be the new fiscal year, October 1st. So that works for me.
Okay. I will make a stab at a motion. So I make a motion that we approve what's been presented to us concerning the COLAs and delineation of the specialty pay changes and of the market adjustments. And that we have legal follow this up with a written resolution substantiating my verbal motion of this approval, so the clerk and HR can proceed with knowing that what's been presented has been is approved by the board.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
I leave these with you today.
I wish there was a way in the motion to avert all of those signatures on the blue sheets, but it's a necessary step. Yikes. Okay. All right. Let's take a brief 3-minute, 5-minute pause. Thank you.